We gotta start that one over. It's fine. You keep the clock. You keep the clock. Episode 328 of the Poor Horseman. You got your boy LP here.
JC is here.
DJ Silk.
Phil.
KC.
Whatever. All right. So there's been a lot going on.
All right.
A lot. One of our favorite black love couples just recently is no longer crashed black up. Love. And y'all know me. I don't really do much on social media with my relationships at all. Like most people, one, are shocked to even know that I got a wife a lot of times. I talk about it, but yeah. they're shocked to know. Two, you probably won't see my wife much on my page. If I do, it's going to be like in a carousel or maybe on a story. I don't have close friends. Oh. I don't even do close friends because I think that gets you set up. Once you got a close friend, next thing you're going to see some strange in your inbox. So I don't have no close friends. But really, from what I know, is like there was a stat that I recently saw that like over 50% of relationships, they argue over social media stuff. Like it's whether liking posts, why you following this type of woman, maybe you don't like me. Why you following this type of man? Maybe you don't like me. And to me, I just feel like I don't want that pressure in relationship because my relationship already has pressure. Mm-hmm. Like every day, there's like a threat to my relationship. Like I'm doing something that could potentially ruin my relationship.
It's under constant fire.
Bro, at all times. You know, so I just feel like I personally, I don't care to have that label of like black love. Like I don't care to have that. It doesn't benefit me. It doesn't suit me.
You don't want to show. You just don't care if people know your
situation. I don't care to have that label. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't want that label at all. And that's not to say that I don't love my wife.
That's
I love
my
wife dearly. My family, I love my daughters.
Yeah, we know that.
But at the same time, some things are for public consumption and some things are not. People don't even know my real name.
Yeah.
They be shocked to know it.
I tried to tell somebody his Elias, and he's like, man, tell him my real name.
Yeah, but that's because that's your mama. Like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to tell your mama about my alias. Because
we showing him around. I'm like, hey, LP. Like, I'm telling my aunties. Like,
and that's your aunties. I'm not going to, like, there's people who really come up to me and be like, man, what's up, LeBronald? I'm like, man, get out of here. Like, you don't know who I am. Like, if that's who you lead with. So, I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, some of y'all have more public relationships than I would. What are y'all thoughts? Damn, that's a deep sigh.
My thing is, I don't like, just deeper than that, I don't like when I see people older than us or like in our age bracket and they get on the internet with their personal stuff. It's like, you should know better.
You saying with like the problems?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like, I remember what it was like when it was just plain Jane living your life and it was no social media. Like, y'all just crashed out on some young dude stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was weird from them two, especially y'all's, the what y'all created in the hip hop community and culture. It's just like I wasn't expecting that from them. That's just me.
From who?
From Rim, both of them.
Rim and Papoose.
Rim really just crashed. I think she crashed out, but yeah, y'all can say y'all piece first.
I mean, for me, I'm very public with the fact that I have a girlfriend. My children, I post on my story a lot of the time. And a lot of that stuff is just, for me, I just put it on my story and then move on because my page is kind of for business purposes, in a sense, where I'm marketing myself. So I don't want to promote too much of my personal life where it stays. You know, nothing ever deletes from the internet, but stories, you know, you just acknowledge what's going on and then boom. I don't think it's necessary for anybody to like make it a thing on social media unless social media has been like an issue in y'all's relationship. And then y'all probably need couples therapy anyway. That's just my stance on it.
Man, I was in a public relationship since 2015. By like 2017, they labeled us the black love couple. And that shit, It does add an extra amount of pressure to your relationship. Like a relationship before social media was just you and your girl, so to speak. But when you have outside influence sometimes that you're not used to, it can influence your relationship for sure. From the woman's side and the man's side. Like you said, sometimes women will go through and check what other type of women you follow. That was an issue of mine, if I'm being open and honest. Like, why do you follow these type of women? And they look nothing like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard question to answer. The real honest, the honest answer is, man, she look good.
Right? I like that shit too. Right? Right?
She look good.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you don't want to tell your woman that. You don't. It's going to lead to a long argument. It might last all day or till the next day. And that's just in my case. I'm not saying this for everyone. But social media, man, if you allow it to play a huge part in your relationship, that shit can tear your relationship down. And on top of that, I didn't help it at all. I didn't help it at all. But go ahead.
Can I add something to what you're saying? As far as, you know, influencing your relationship, I don't think it's always in the sense of I'm doing something bad on social media. Maybe it's sometimes the stuff that you consume on social media, where your girl may be or you may be searching pages and stuff is popping up in your algorithm of this vacation spot. And it's like, ooh, he took his girl there. Why he can't take me there? Yeah. And then now that creates another tension. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like on some Keeping Up with the Joneses type shit.
You
start looking to the left and the right instead of, you know, focusing on your own shit.
That's a huge part. Another thing is when you make your relationship so public and you're this lovey-dovey couple, I give you an instance. I was headed to Las Vegas. About four women came up to me. I'm thinking I don't know what's going on. But they're like, hey, we know who you are. I say, huh? I say, yeah, you're such and such fiance. I'm like, okay, yeah, I am. And they like, yeah, we're going to tell her. And I'm looking, I'm like, man, what the fuck? So then I go to Disneyland. Three other women come up to me. Hey, you're such and such fiance. The shit is just weird, man. It makes shit weird. You know, like I say, you're used to being in a relationship with one person. Now, if your person got a bunch of fans, so to speak, oh, man, you in a battle. They got an eye on you. You could be getting recorded. See, you don't even know. Somebody could be following you. Shit is crazy, man. That shit is crazy.
Kay, what you think?
You ain't got nothing to worry about, then it don't bother you. I'm on the same kind of, I guess, category as far as my wife having fans. Some lady pulled me out to the side in the mall, like, I follow your wife. That's what's up. I keep it moving. But again, if I ain't got nothing to hide, shit don't bother me. I keep it moving. All that stuff is cool, but at the same time, again, I just stay out the way for the most part.
And see, I get it on the opposite side, though. Like, I think my wife would prefer me to be more public. But I've held these like weird rules. Like, I don't shout people out for their birthdays, wife included. I don't celebrate like big things on social media. No, I'm serious. You know, once I kind of anchored myself in a few things, I did that with everybody around me. So I think there are some things where I might need to adorn or change a bit.
Right.
But I've just kind of stayed that way. And it didn't feel authentic to me to do it the other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've always kind of, you know, went that way. So I probably add some strife in my relationship that I don't have to.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of the way I was built.
But y'all have been married how long?
I'm going to be a dub. It'll be a dub in May.
That's a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah. It'll be a dub in May.
Teamwork makes the dream work for sure.
Yeah. So now, Papoose, though, let's go back to our brother.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's some, maybe on the opposite side, we'd be killing Papoose if he did what Remy Ma did just this last couple of days on social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about it. He supposedly, if we believe the story, she goes to prison for a gun charge.
Yeah.
She goes to prison for how long?
Couple years.
She was in there for a group. Like,
let's say 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Like let's say 5 years. We don't have the fact.
Yeah. Stats.
But let's say she goes to prison for 5 years. He supposedly holds her down during that prison bid.
I believe
he was definitely going to see her.
It looks like it.
If he didn't, whoever he did it with held him down, because we ain't heard nothing about him doing anything while she was. Okay. Yeah.
So then she gets out.
6 years she did.
Okay. So she gets out and after a few years of appears to be in holy matrimony with him, she immediately now is with a doppelganger of him with a worse beard. Because I don't know, like she has a type, bro.
What's my man name?
Yeah.
Easy the block captain. Captain, yeah.
So
yeah,
she has a type. And he has a type. Because he likes his women to beat him up after. Like, their ovaries definitely get hard during COTUS. What's happening to them, bro. Like, it is crazy. Like, why does he like them? Like, what's up?
I mean, he got a type.
He got a type.
Remy, she's nice.
They're beautiful women.
Yeah, this isn't me.
This isn't me banging on the women, but they will bang on him. Oh, is what I'm saying. Yeah, like, they beat him up after, for sure. Like, you know, a praying mantis bites the head off of a.
That's what he was like, bite the motherfucking head off.
I mean, that's what's happening. So, yeah. But what do y'all think? Why did she crash out like that? I don't get it.
Oh, man. Especially if they both knew that they was doing what they were doing. That's what it looks like, that they both knew that he was with the girl or whatever, and she was doing a thing, and they just kind of kept it between them. Now, for her to come out and say he's doing that with her, and I caught him on the phone sleep while she was talking, and he got another girl in Cali.
He
got
to move differently, though, if that happened for real. Because I don't know if that's a real story. And we got to hear this freestyle that she dropped, too.
Dude, because
she,
really?
Yeah, she put some bars out. We got to hear it. Let's see what it sounds like.
Okay. What's up?
Some people say I'm a killer. What? Jab to the mouth, then the shot to the liver.
Ooh.
Her man want to take me to dinner. Mm. I call him, what's her name? I don't even remember.
Who?
I know you nervous, baby. But now you with a boss, bitch. She's the worker, baby.
Brokey.
And I deserve it, baby. Because ain't nobody give me shit. I had to earn it, baby.
And we know that she can beat up Remy Ma.
Facts.
Like, there's no tough. You know, Remy might have been able to bully a lot of these women in Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens. She's not bullying.
Well, hold on now. If they get into some wrestling scrappy.
It doesn't matter. If they start grabbing
MMA,
she beat a UFC fighter.
She did?
Now, yeah.
Look, Clarissa not nothing to play with, bro. Yeah, you got to see her fight, bro.
Yeah,
she
probably
tough.
Not. Yeah.
But to answer your question about crashing out, have y'all niggas, I mean,
$5.
I didn't go through all of it. I didn't get all the syllables.
$250.
I don't know if y'all have ever been caught cheating, but I have.
My Lord.
Remy is exhibiting the same traits of a brother that got caught up with his gal.
Yeah.
You start grasping at straws. Mm-hmm. You start blaming. You start gaslighting. You start crying. You start telling, oh, let's go to therapy. You start doing any and everything to hold on to what you got.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't take Christmas pictures with your person you were cheating. She got Christmas pictures with bro. Like, that's crazy to me.
About a tree.
Yes, they did a whole photo shoot on Christmas.
They did the JCPenney joint.
They did a whole photo shoot on Christmas, bro. I've never seen anything like that.
Nah, see, that's different level.
At that point, you need to just dead the relationship. Like, because you're clearly, like, on that side.
What Silk said is true, though. She is acting like
a brother that got caught up.
Because a brother like me that's been caught several times. But I'm done. Ain't got to ever worry about me getting caught. Nothing. Ever again in life. But as a brother who has cheated repeatedly, man, you definitely start grabbing for shit. Oh, you. And it's like, nah, that ain't it. So I definitely... Where Remy Ma is, I've been in that place before. It's easy to see that. Like, she wrong. She wrong for sure.
It's a weird Christmas picture, too. They got the hood blinds in the back, the skinny tree.
Yeah, I mean, Tavon took it. Like,
so that's why. Like, she got dirty socks.
That weak ass tree.
Yeah. Oh, man, Tavon set up that shit in.
Y'all, I ain't just here to help him set it up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Tavon had four different Christmas trees. I was like, what is happening right now? I ain't never seen a nativity scene with Christmas. Like, that, none of it added up. But bro was doing his work. So I'm not mad at him. Now, there, in that, the reason why you got to kind of be careful, one, there's like some safety because like people crash out over they women. Their
favorites. Oh, fact.
You know, men or women, they may crash out
my
over their relationship.
My dad told me to kill you over his wife and his money.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
And kids.
Kids, yes.
Yeah, wife, money,
family,
kids.
And money.
And when you think about kids, there was, if you kind of wrap a lot of this around, I saw a recent video of like this paternity conversation where they was asking both men and women like what to do with paternity tests.
Birth. The doctor comes into the room and asks your husband and only your husband if he wants to do a DNA test to make sure the baby's his. He says yes. Is he wrong for that?
Yes, he is wrong for that. If he wants to do it, I'ma do it, and he won't have a wife by the end of it.
Get the DNA test, make sure it's yours. She got a problem with that? She doing something. I'ma be honest, she doing something.
Yeah, he's in the wrong. You should have all your trust in your wife, and you shouldn't have to like question whether she's like cheating or anything.
We both agree yeah, that it's fucked
that's
up.
That's a little messed up because you don't trust your wife who just gave birth to your child. Like, yeah, come on.
Fuck it. I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, you might have a little conflict over it, but nigga, make sure you sure about your kid, man. You want to make sure that nigga yours.
All right. So what y'all think? Because you know, there's a lot of trust issues going on in their relationship. What does Pap need to be concerned about his baby too?
She pregnant?
Nah, but like you know, what if she had crashed out before this?
I pray she didn't do that. That's devastating. I've been in a situation to where I've had a baby blamed on me, and I discussed this in the earlier episodes. But
you've been in a lot of situations, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna write a book after. I'm gonna write a book, bro. It's been a lot. Yeah, bro. That's some scary shit, bro. To have a baby, like. Bro, I'm like, what? I don't even remember sleeping with you. That's what I'm thinking the whole time. But everybody telling me, the baby look like you, the baby look like you. I don't give a damn. You feel me? Like, I don't care. So, but when I actually see the baby, I'm like, damn, this baby do kind of look like me. So I'm like, man, I don't know really what to do. I'm stuck in this situation. Do I take care of this child? Cause my mama ain't teach me to be no weak man. If I did something, I'm gonna go ahead and do that. But yeah, I started taking care of the little fella. You know what I'm saying? For about a month or two, picking him up, buying him clothes and shit.
What year was this?
This is 2000, maybe like 8, 9.
Yeah,
I had to fly back from Indianapolis. So anyway, we go to court. Cause I'm like, man, let me just take a test just to make sure. You know, we go to court. We go into a separate room. They sit us at this long table. I'm on this side. She on this side. The mediator, but they call him something else.
Investigator?
I forgot. Yeah, some shit like that, yeah. Right? So she like, in the case of whatever the baby name was. Philip Simmons, you are not the father. Oh, my God.
Did a backflip.
You
be like, Maury?
Oh, I just got goosebumps. You feel me? I'm, God, you ain't take me right now, baby. So I'm looking at her. She's like, oh, no, it's a mistake. They made a mistake. And the lady looked at her. She was like, nah, baby, we don't make no mistakes. This ain't no mistake playing game here. And I was like, yeah.
How you like, punch air like that?
Hell yeah, bro. But then let me tell y'all the wickedest part. We got to go back into the other courtroom. Now the courtroom is full. So in this courtroom, which is it's like child support. I forgot what it's called. But the men sit on this side and the women, everybody's at odds in there. And usually the women are coming out on top, right? So we go in there, we get in front of the judge and she like, you know, in the case of Baze, Phil, you're not the father. Whole courtroom grass.
Even the guys?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
When I leave out of there, all the niggas, like, high five.
$5. $5. $5.
But we get to the elevator. Last part. We get to the elevator. Man, the girl asked me for a ride home, man. I almost lost it.
You should have gave her a ride, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think.
Bitch, I've been sweating under my arms for 3 hours with this shit.
The baby was there?
Huh?
The baby was there?
Nah, the baby wasn't.
You should have gave her a ride. You should have gave her a ride. Yeah, you should have gave her a ride. Just on the strength. You won.
Yeah.
Like, at the minimum.
I'll talk shit to her.
You should have played your Jay-Z greatest hits.
No.
Gave her a ride the whole way. You should have played Reasonable Doubt. Yeah. You should have played Girls. You should have
nigga loving his life.
You should have did all of that. You won.
I did win. That was a big victory for
big
me.
Big pimping on the way out of the courthouse.
Yeah, I should have, huh? Oh, nah, I just left it up.
Any of y'all had any snacks?
Yeah, oh, no.
Shit, if I did, I wouldn't even share it, because how you follow that?
Yeah, that's a hard one to share.
Yeah, I've been living life on the edge. I blame Tavon. Ever since I met this nigga, man, in 2005, my life
has
been
$10 now. I'm at 10, bro.
Nah, he messed up my life, man. They thought he was Trey Songz. He feeding it to
him. Wait, can you get on the camera real quick? Nah, this is crazy. They thought he was Trey Songz.
Oh, he feeding to it, man.
When I moved here in 2009, he was Trey Songz, bro.
What?
Hey, Ready just came out. That album that just came out.
Trey Songz and Nick Young. That was tight.
Man, Nick Young. I can crazy. See Nick Young. That's funny.
Man, Nobody else had no circumstances.
Hell no.
Not for me. Like my kids look exactly like me.
Yeah, they do.
Like they look exactly like me. They just don't have my shoulders, thankfully. You know what I'm saying? Because if they was wide back like me, I'd be like, yo, you gotta go join the army. Like right now. Like you're gonna
be daughters.
You're gonna be a Green Beret. That's their fault. Like, you know, if they get as wide as me, they're going to the league. They're going to the league. So all right, so we'll be back with our next segment. We got if your ad wants to be here, it can be here. But today's episode is brought to you by Bank on Bryan and Crockett Law. If you have personal injury or legal needs, please reach out to our brother Crockett.law on the web or Bank on Bryan on Instagram, and he'll get you right. We'll be back.
Damn, good shit, Jay. Oh boy. All right, look, Jay-Z is in the news. We've seen what happened. Now, it happened. Other things come out. Lawyers are talking. It's lawyer talk back and forth. It's not Jay-Z talking. It's his lawyer talking and Busby talking back and forth to each other. And Jay-Z is basically saying, y'all got the wrong one, and I'm willing to fight, and let's take it to criminal since y'all want to be big boys. Like, bring your whole accuser out. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. And let's see what's going on. From there, the lady did an interview with, what was that, CNN?
Or NBC.
NBC?
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't believe this shit. But I see some holes in what she was saying anyway. And it seems as if the public is on Jay-Z's side, saying it's just ridiculous. There's some benefit of the doubt there for Jay-Z, which is interesting because we've been in this era of when you're accused of something, we got to kind of look at it with a different lens. But with Jay-Z, people are like, nah. What y'all think?
As a Jay-Z,
I wanted to hear from you first.
So when you see the allegations, it's serious. It's rape of a little kid. That's serious. And I'm like, damn, you know, when you are tied to someone, you know, people gonna, I say like with KC, like with Detroit, if they lose or something, they gonna DM them and say, your team lost or some shit. Like, so people hit me like, yo, what you think about your mans? I'm like, bro, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the man. I'm a fan of the man's work. You know what I mean? So what he does in his personal life, hey, that is what it is. But they said that when Jay-Z responded the way he responded, quick like that, that was a first. Most of the time, celebrities don't even say nothing, or they try to settle out of court or do something. So when he wrote that long paragraph that I think KC sent in, I was like, damn, I think bro might be, because he telling them, like, let's go to criminal court, because this is some BS, basically. Yeah. I got his daughter like 12 years old.
The Lion King, saying, Mufasa just came out.
And they were saying like they did it a day before the opening of that to try to sabotage, bro.
And I know they got a letter or they knew about it coming.
Oh yeah, he definitely
And they try to extort him before, hey, this is about to come out, so y'all might as well just pay us whatever.
Yep.
I know they got that letter. So it's just like, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, he showed up to the red carpet.
Social media. This is what y'all want.
But I think people accepted his response so quickly because Jay is the king of not saying anything anything.
Yeah.
Like when, you know, there have been accusations of him having illegitimate children. Yeah. There's been all types of stuff that surrounded, you know.
He got somebody killed.
All of that. And he never says anything about it. So for something like this to come out and he responds instantly, I think the public kind of lean towards like, and when we just saw Diddy do the exact opposite,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? With those allegations, he paid out and tried mm-hmm. to like keep it low and under wraps.
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody comes out and sticks his chest out in an era where we can pretty much find out anything and everything about people, when you come out and stand so bold and say, nah, y'all want to say this? Okay, cool. Let's do it. Yeah. I didn't do that. Y'all are crazy for saying it. So now let's play.
I think he's setting a blueprint, no pun intended, for celebrities moving forward.
That's good.
If I ain't do nothing,
that's good.
I'm going to say it immediately.
Yep.
I'm not about to let y'all run with this rhetoric.
No.
Because mama switched, her story switched fast.
Yeah.
Even the pops, he wasn't going along. He, I don't remember picking you up from.
And stop relating Drake to this. Like,
what they say about that?
They were saying like, oh, well, when Drake tried to do legal action and no, he's doing it after the fact. Like he didn't already got into some shit.
Yeah.
They brought Jay-Z in and Jay-Z like, oh, okay, y'all want to play this game with me? Let's play.
Yeah.
Like this totally different. I'm just seeing some of that people was trying to compare. It's like, no, it's not the same.
What I don't like is like who's next? It's like some black people are like ready. Like who's next?
That's part of
like a witch hunt.
It's like
that's how it goes though. And if you look at our community just in general, like if you look at convictions of like sexual assault, we have the lowest rates amongst all other races. Like while maybe we kind of keep stuff under wraps or whatever, but I don't think that's the case. I think we are different in general with our women. I just think we are.
Mm-hmm.
So there is and especially with the kid thing, like the kid thing, I think really is what took that over the line for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He was probably like, nah, that's not gonna be a part of my legacy.
Yeah.
Like
me and Billy talked about this early in the week. My thing is, okay, Diddy, he, since the early 2000s, they was making references and movies and shows about Diddy's parties. And like all our life, we've been hearing about what Diddy do outside of hip hop. All our life. Mm-hmm. Like it's been jokes about it. It's been, I went to Diddy party, man. Just be loud, they be wild. We always, and he talked about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, when this stuff comes out, and mind you, when I read some of the stuff, some of the allegations, some of that shit is bullshit. I think some of the shit is bullshit. But, bro, Diddy has been on wild terms for the past 10 years. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but you dating young, you running around with Young Miami and trying to keep your young bravado and let's act bad and all that type of stuff. And then this stuff come out, it's like, all right, we can't really get, and then the fight video come out, we can't really give you the benefit of the doubt.
He has a picture with Kate Moss with a pill in his hand.
Oh,
that's what crazy. I'm saying. Yeah,
so it's just like, even like we can't, and I'm gonna let justice prevail. We should,
For
we
sure.
definitely should,
for sure.
But I ain't gonna come on this microphone and say, "Oh, Diddy." It's just like, hold on. We should just let justice prevail. But it's not a Jay-Z situation where, nah, I don't think Jay doing that. You can't. We ain't gonna say that about Diddy.
With Jay-Z being, he's coming out saying he's falsely accused. Like, have y'all ever been accused of things that? You know for a fact you did not do this. And like, how y'all deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be in relationships, whether it be,
facts.
I've been caught so many times to where.
But Phil, we not talking about if saying, you was accused and they was
when
right.
One time was wrong. Like when she tried to call you out, one time was wrong. Yeah.
The one time she like, I'm like, Oh, I got her. I didn't do it this time.
I think I've been there too. I think I've been there for real.
It's crazy because you don't never want to be like that. Your woman don't trust nothing you say. Yeah. You don't never want to be like that. So I tell any man.
Don't put yourself in that situation.
Yep, there you go. Don't be. The reason why I talk so openly about my mistakes and what I did wrong is because I don't want the next man to mess up something good. You feel me? Mm. Like that's why I'm kind of like outspoken in these situations when we get to talking about relationships, because I feel like I did it. I don't want nobody else to go through this. Shit is embarrassing.
Hold it. So hopefully you don't have to go through that.
You knew where I was going, player. But man, I don't want nobody to go through that, man. That's some sad shit, man. And it's very embarrassing. And I know most men don't like to be embarrassed, but that shit is embarrassing, man. So I don't know.
But have you ever been accused of anything like heinous? Like, you know, this is heinous. Like,
yeah, nah,
like
nah, nah.
Sexual assault, stealing, theft. You know, those are things that could change the trajectory of your life. Yes, a relationship ending, that can as well.
Yeah.
But you get up the next day and there's other relationships you can pursue. Like, what could have happened with Jay-Z? You lose it. Look at Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
Diddy is literally losing everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, initially, people thought it was false accusations. Mm. But as soon as that video dropped,
yeah.
Very similar to Ray Rice. Y'all remember Ray Rice?
Yeah. Okay.
Ray Rice got suspended for a game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then it turned from a game to he never touched the football field again.
That's crazy.
My thing is, this can bleed into the courtroom. How do you pick a jury when there's a video out? Like, how do you pick a fair? Like, how do you do that fair when social media is what it is?
Well, a lot of people ain't on social media, though.
Yeah, that's true.
No way. But you ain't missed that video.
No, I'm telling you.
That video was on CNN.
Bro, there are people that be in their own world.
Yeah, yeah.
That video was on the news.
I'm telling you, bro. There's people who never watch the news.
Nobody did not. I'm telling you what I know. I'm going to the gym, and people are.
You're in a public. You're going to public places.
No,
there are people
these
who never
are
leave
old
house.
People that don't have social media that knew about the Diddy situation.
I'm telling you now. Yeah, nah, it's easy to find people who never.
People know
anything.
About what Diddy's going through, bro. He's a mogul.
Bro, they had to find people for Trump's trial in New York that had no information about what Trump was doing.
True.
But that wasn't publicized like that.
Yes, it was. It's Trump.
I mean,
it was only the
Stormy Daniels thing.
No.
Jay, it's some people in this world don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I'm in their own world. You know what I mean? They don't care about
it. But I don't know. I just think that, like, stuff like that, like, how do you even pick a jury to even...
Oh,
be
it's,
fair.
It's ways. It's ways. Because it's
that,
a lot
that,
of
that's
people.
Not compromise.
It's a lot of people, Jay, that just don't care. Like, they not wasting their time with other people's business at all. Like, so it's a lot of people I know right now don't even watch TV.
Right.
Or be on social media. They just, you know, by themselves. I don't know, man. I couldn't be on a jury, I'll tell you that much. I see.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we had a partner that we used to accuse from stealing shoes out of locker rooms in high school. Like, you know, you go to a basketball, you have all your shit in one locker, you come back, and your shit is gone.
Damn.
And then a nigga would wear it at school. Oh, my bad, 05, but we got a box. He'd wear it at school like a Monday after. Like, we
and
would
y'all
forget.
Just accused him?
No.
Y'all ain't whooping
him. We didn't know it was him until he would wear them at school the Monday after.
Yeah.
Like, so let's say KC got them on or Phil got them on. Next thing you know, we would see him with ours. But he would, like, try to scuff it up or make it look like it wasn't his shoes, our shoes.
Oh, he was trying to hoe y'all.
Yeah, he was. And I'd be like, bro, like, that don't work. Then he tried to get a whole ordeal. He was bigger than us, too, a little older than us. So, so it was like, yeah, you just got us. So we started not bringing our shit back to school because he was going to take it. Like, it didn't matter. Like, he was going
to
get your stuff.
Debo,
he turned me into one. Because then I got that big, and I knew, like, I'm not going to steal, but I'm gonna fight people, though. Like, man. What are we going to do that for?
We had a teammate like that, man. It was one day I was in junior college. And I went after practice, you know, it was a little, the BSN had, they would serve lunch for like $2.50. So, you know, me, broke college student,
man,
$2.50
is
right
crazy.
Up my alley.
$2.50.
So I'm going to get a little lunch. I look in my wallet, my $5 that I knew was in my wallet was not there.
They could check
no
in every pocket.
Who did it? Fast forward. That started happening in our locker room, like with random players. Fast forward again, we get our Pell checks back. One of my teammates had about $2,500 in his apartment in a microwave that was in his closet. Gone.
Wait, they found it in the microwave?
No, they took it from the microwave. Oh, so wow, it was man. Only so many people that knew where this money was. Man, one of our teammates from South Carolina, I'm not going to say his name, but this dude came back from Christmas break with a new whip, the new LeBrons that was out, a piece and chain.
Damn.
And we was like, hey, bro, he stole your money. He stole it. Nah, he stole that man pell check out of that microwave. So we was like, all right, bro, look. When he come in the locker room, all we need you to do is either say something or steal off.
Yeah, you got to sock
him. And we got your back. Man, that boy walked in the locker room. He dapped him up. We was like, all right.
Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
What type of? We not about to fight.
Y'all went 2-21. Y'all definitely didn't win no games after that.
Nah, we ain't win nothing.
That's what I was saying, because you ain't got no camaraderie.
Yeah, like, nah, it's gone.
The locker room is gone after that.
Worst year of college basketball of my life.
There's no way. There's no
bullshit locker room.
Because if you can't have trust amongst that, ain't no way it's going to translate to the court. You should have went
to that coach like Gary Bertier.
Man, our coach was stealing from us, but that's a whole nother story, bro.
That's wild.
Yeah, that sounds like college was a wild place, dog. Stealing from his team. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get mad about a lot, but it was one particular time. I'm in college. I used to let my homeboy come in the my dorm room because I had the PlayStation. I had the game. Now, I ain't really play games, but I used to have, like, my microwave in there, my Hot Pockets, right? You know, you poor, you know, you ain't got no money in college. But I had one left. I had been away from my apartment the whole day. I was thinking about this Hot Pocket, right?
Dude, I know exactly.
I'm hungry, bro. I get in there. My shit gone. I'm living. So my roommate, he wear the helmet, the football helmet. Remember I told you he wear a football helmet to sleep? I wake his ass up. Hey, get up, man.
Wait,
who ate my Hot Pocket, bro? Dre like, nah, Phil, it wasn't me. I say, bro, you the only. I say, nah, you know what? So I go, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I mind you, bro. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Western.
We was. I knock on my homeboy Doe from Dallas. I say, hey, nigga, you ate my Hot Pocket. I was mad, bro. I say, hey, I started choking it. Hey, Hot Pocket, man. Man, I was so mad, bro. Bro, the nigga
who ate
stole
the Hot Pocket?
The nigga!
That's it. You are. You are your next salary, bro. What are you doing?
You fought him?
I choked the nigga out.
That's $20 right now.
Yeah, man,
doing?
I was mad, bro. Who? You know how
over a Hot Pocket?
Bro, I was hungry,
I feel him. It's not about the Hot Pocket. It's about your stuff,
I'm
bro.
Letting you in my room to play my game.
You ain't got much already. Yeah, you ain't got much. And then you take my food?
My last Hot Pocket?
Was it pepperoni?
Yes, bro.
Yeah, that one burn your mouth.
Man. Yeah. Every time.
It doesn't matter how long you let it cool. It doesn't matter. You let it cool for 19 minutes.
Because you gotta overheat it because the middle's gonna be cold.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's gonna be at the top.
As soon as you bite it, it's gonna burn everything at the top of your mouth, man. Like, yeah, bro, it's terrible.
Your mouth just start melting.
I don't know what's worse on the roof of your mouth, that or Captain Crunch.
Oh my God.
Captain,
hey man, you done said a word,
the roof
bro.
Of your mouth, bro.
Nah, they do.
Like, those are the worst meals that you can have as a child.
Hey, fast forward, I'm one of his best men. I was one of his best men in his wedding. My bro that
the
I choked
out. Oh, 5'2". Yeah.
Nah, my bro with the helmet, he cool too.
He still wears a helmet?
Probably, I don't know. He from East Texas.
Man,
you know.
Man.
Yeah, that was a weird shit.
Well, look, again, if you would like your ad placed with us, this is a comfortable position for you to either have your brand or your product or your service on the Poor Horseman podcast will be best. Because a lot has been going on today. We didn't get a chance to talk about Travis Hunter, but I want to. So follow us on Patreon, though, because we'll definitely get an opportunity to talk more about that there. Jay, we're going to have a new Patreon process. Can you please share those details?
January 1, all right? So we appreciate everybody that's been following us during all of our resets and all of our episodes. And we've been this place and that place. But we have a sanctuary now. So we want y'all to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So January 1, the format is going to change a little bit. All right. So we're going to still do our Sunday fun day. Come in if you're a Patreon. All right. Patreon, sign up. We got different tiers. All right. But when you sign up, you can come kick it with us. So we're going to release our episodes to our patrons on a Monday. This is starting January 1. I want to be clear. All right. We're giving our patrons the episode on Monday, and then our public episode will be a Wednesday. All right. But we're going to prep y'all for that. We're going to be giving out exclusive content. We got more content coming. We're still in this new environment, so we're still trying to work out some kinks, but we want y'all to be with us every step of the way. So just sign up and come kick it with us.
Anything else y'all got, fellas, before we wrap today?
Nah, man.
God bless. And prayers for whatever happened in the Miami game.
Yeah.
We saw two stretchers. We saw a few things. We don't know what happened.
Joe Mixon.
Oh, here in the Texans. Yeah, like we don't know what happened, so we want to get an update on that. So sorry to bring the episode down just a little bit. We was watching that in real time. So, but that is episode 328 of the Poor Horseman podcast. We out.